Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Bacardi. How may I help you?
Yes. I have a Chase credit card, and I have received a charge from Simple Lifestyle Solutions for $59.95 that was supposedly made on March 28th. I made no such transaction.
Could you give me your first and last name?
Ronald Laffler, L-A-F-F-L-E-R.
Okay, could you verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
Could I verify what?
Your shipping address?
501 Mortimer Street, Sturgis, Michigan. I don't even know what it is. I don't even know if there's a shipment involved. But that's my, Sturgis, Michigan, 501 Mortimer Street.
Okay, yes, it looks like you have our smartwatch and mini pods. You paid the $5.95 shipping handling for both back on the 13th of March.
Yes, that is correct, and I received that. But on March 28th, you billed me $59.95. What is that for?
Yes, sir. When you paid that $5.95 shipping handling, it was stated that that was only for a 14-day trial. As well as if you didn't cancel, then they would charge you the retail price of the product.
That never was stated. That never was stated. That
was
not
stated in those terms and conditions when you placed that order?
That was not stated at all. No. No. It was, the product was free. It was coming, it was for my bank. Said it was free, and then the $5.95 and the $5.95 were for shipping. They charged me that twice because there were two items. Then there was supposed to be a warranty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that was said.
Yes,
was
sir.
Nothing.
But
you
yes,
have
sir.
To
but
tell
when you
somebody.
Placed that order, there were terms and conditions that you had to agree to for the order to be placed. And it was stated in there that it was a trial period, as well as you'd be charged after the trial if it was not canceled.
Well, I'm canceling it now.
Okay, sir, but that charge would not be, it would be valid. You would have had to cancel before the trial ended to avoid the charges.
How could it? I just got the product. How could I, verify that? How could I verify the product?
You had 14.
I just got the product.
You had 14 days from the day that the order was placed. If it was not received in 3 to 4 days, which is said to be shipping, you would have had to call us to extend your trial.
Well, I have put a stop payment on this charge. So they told me to call and see if you would cancel it. If you're not going to cancel it, then I'll take care of it from this end. That is, how can you take 15 days to ship it and then say you're going to charge me $69 because I didn't cancel it in 10 days?
No, it was within 14 days to cancel.
Well, still.
And it didn't take 15 days to ship either. But I could possibly do a 35% refund on the charge due to the fact that it wasn't canceled.
Not good enough. Not good enough.
Well, sir, they only charged you for one watch. They didn't even charge you for the earbuds yet.
It was those items. This was presented to me as part of a, actually from my bank, that that this was the watch. The watch was free. The cost was for shipment. And then for the other thing, it was free and the cost was for shipment. I don't think you know what you're putting out on a computer. That isn't the way it worked.
I'm not sure where you seen it advertised at, but regardless, you did have to agree to terms. I could possibly do a 50% refund, sir.
Well, you show me. Can you look up where the order that came in had those terms on it?
I can go to the website the order was placed on.
Okay. Would you do that, please?
Let's see what product this is. It is the Pure Smart. Okay.
It's the what? Yeah. Okay.
I see it asks you for your name, email, phone number, zip code, address. And the area where it asks you for your card number says, by submitting, you affirm to have read and agreed to our terms and conditions. After your 14-day trial period has expired, you will be charged the full retail price of $59.95. Then it has a green bar that says, order now.
That was not on my screen. No, sir.
Ma'am,
this was presented to me that the products were free, and the only thing I was paying for was shipping, and for a warranty, and the warranty was $14.95, and you know, well, I have put a stop on it.
So you've already filed a dispute on the charge?
No, I have told, I have canceled the credit card.
I can possibly
and they are and they are investigating it too, I guess.
Okay, well, if they're already doing a dispute or a fraud report, whatever you want to call it, then they would have to continue with that, and we wouldn't be able to do anything further if they're already doing their own investigation. We couldn't refund anything. You would have to call back with your bank on the line.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support, and you enjoy your day.